The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30.
Our first guest is Professor of Social Policy at Ulster University and a former member of the Council of State. Deirdre Heenan, thank you for joining us. And can you explain, for those who may not be familiar with it, what the Troubles Legacy Act, which has come into effect from today, is and what it means?
Well, the Act is very controversial. It was passed by Parliament in September, despite opposition from the Labour Party, all of the Northern Ireland parties and victims groups and the Irish government. So it's almost unique in that it brought all range of opinion together in Northern Ireland to say, we don't want this, we don't think it's a good idea. And today is a significant moment for that Legacy Act, because the Legacy Act created a new body called the Independent Commission for Reconciliation and Information Recovery. And that new body has been set to take over all Troubles era cases from today, including those that are already on the desk of the PSNI. But really, the importance of this is it shuts down all historical inquests from today, and it also prevents new civil cases being lodged in the court. It is controversial. Perhaps the most controversial element of the Act was there was conditional immunity granted to suspects, but legal action that has been going on by bereaved families has stopped that. So that part is halted at the moment. But basically today we see the introduction of this new body taking over from coronial inquests, taking over from civil actions, and this new body has been charged with finding the truth, bringing justice to bereaved families.
Why would you not be confident, though, that it might do a better job than what has been done to date?
Well, I suppose, in a way, we are not sure what the powers of this body actually are. There's a clear indication that cases will be treated in separate ways depending what families want, for example. Do they want truth? Do they want justice? The body has powers. It has policing powers. It has the power to compel people to give evidence. But I suppose many people feel, why are we not entitled in this part of the United Kingdom to, for example, launch a civil case if someone in Birmingham is entitled to it? If someone in Manchester can do it, why are we not entitled to it? And there is a feeling that really this Act and the history of this Act was really about this current British government saying, we want to close down the past, we want to draw a line under the past, and we are particularly concerned that former members of the military are being taken through the courts, and we don't want this. So there is a sneaking suspicion that this is really the British government's way of saying, we're drawing a line under the past, and it's shutting the door in the face of people who are saying, well, look, we're entitled to justice. We're entitled to know what happened, and we're entitled for the state to answer the questions that the courts are putting to them. So it is very controversial. And I suppose what is interesting, it is the Labour Party, who were against this Legacy Act, voted against it, have said that if they should come to power and be the next government, that they would remove many parts of this Legacy Act. They would remove the provisions around immunity. They would restore civil cases and inquests, because they say it's intolerable that we can't be the only part of the UK where a British citizen cannot bring a civil action to ask what happened to our loved ones. And they say they would restore inquests that have already started and allow some to resume. But I suppose what's interesting is they've said around this new body, they will wait and see. They want to see how victims' families feel about this new body. What exactly will it do when it sets about investigation? Will people say, well, actually, it was better than I thought it was. It brought me some closure. It brought me truth. Or will it be that actually, because it has been in place since May, victims may say, well, actually, we are not participating in this because this is a sham and we don't want to be part of it.
Deirdre, we have had here in the Republic only in the last couple of weeks the conclusion of the inquest into the Stardust tragedy. And a lot of people have wondered why it took over 40 years to actually get to an inquest being held. There are a total of still 74 inquests outstanding from the Troubles. Given that the Troubles are over now 2.5 decades, why has there been the delay in having those inquests?
Well, if you speak to families, you speak to solicitors, they will say that it's deliberate delaying tactics by the courts. The courts are backed up that the government will not provide the information, that they cannot move forward, that there is this complete stalling action, and people are so frustrated by the legal system. And we've had families on the news all of this week talking about how hard they have fought for justice. We've had families on saying, you know, for example, the Ballymurphy family saying, we kept going with it. It took us 40 years. And so for here, when we listen to what happened around Stardust, it doesn't seem to us to be unusual, because it is commonplace here for people to wait decades to have any chance of getting to the truth, to understanding what has happened. And already the Secretary of State has launched legal action saying that the court here went beyond its remit in giving out information. So there has always been the tension between what families feel they have a right to know and what the courts and the British state are willing to give, willing to provide to those courts. And we've seen many examples of files being provided with all of the information redacted and people saying, I was left waiting for years and this is what I'm entitled to. So it has been for many, many families a very long process where they're simply saying, we will not give up. The ICRIR court has been ruled as capable of carrying out investigations, keeping with Article 2 and Article 3 of the Convention of Human Rights. So a court has ruled that it can. And I suppose we now wait to see, well, what will these investigations look like? And will people feel that they are compliant? And will people feel that serious investigations have been undertaken? Because the fear is, of course, that this is toothless, that this will not have the ability to compel people to give information. And if we couldn't get the information through the courts, why would we imagine that this commission would be in any way different?
But in addition to that, Deirdre, if there are apparently something like 442 complaints and referrals on historical incidents and crimes that are still on the books, many of which, 335, I think, which will not be completed now, is it still not the case that even if you didn't have this Legacy Act put in place, all of these things were going nowhere anyway, that there has been delay after delay in relation to the investigation, and whether it was under the old way of doing things or the new, it was almost like deliberately not getting anywhere with them?
Well, of course it was. And the reality for people and for families and for the individuals involved is, as time passes, we know that you are less likely to retrieve information. As time passes, people pass away. People who had information are no longer in a position to give information. So the chance of you actually retrieving information that gives you answers are less and less likely. So yes, you're right. These are on the books. And in theory, they are sitting there and can be addressed. But I think with these delaying tactics, and as time goes on, people just feel more and more frustrated. They can't get accountability. In recent weeks, we've had high profile inquest called to a halt by coroners saying, look, there's a failure of state bodies to give information. And if the state bodies won't provide information, how can we go ahead with these legal inquiries? So there is stalling. There is just an unwillingness to say, you're legally entitled to the information and we will give it. And there is huge frustration that after waiting for all of these years and families having achieved the right to an inquest, they're now being told, actually, now it isn't going to happen. The British government want to draw a line under the past. That's easy to say for some people, but for those families who don't have the answers, for the victims groups who are saying and united and saying, this is not a good law. This is not a way to provide closure for people here. And considering, going back to your example at the start, the fact that people fought for it and got it and have been vindicated means that they can move on. There will be some sense of closure, some sense of saying we were right to fight to get the truth and get justice.
Thank you very much, Deirdre Heenan.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.